sides clear as the water where the river flows. We've been known to get a little bit rowdy in the evening time. And there's nothing like an Appalachian starlit summer night.
Hey, we're back on Downtown here on a Friday afternoon. Our next guest on the program is a talented singer-songwriter who hails from Virginia but is making waves in music all around the world. She's got a brand new single out as of today, and it's a terrific song called 18 Wheels. We're happy to be joined by Mackenzie Phipps, who is with us on the telephone here this afternoon. Hi there, Mackenzie.
Hi, Rich. It's Mackenzie. How are you?
I am doing just great. How are you today?
I am rolling along.
Well, I'm so glad. I appreciate you making some time for us today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You better believe it. You got a lot going on. Do you mind if we listen to a little bit of music?
Not at all.
Here, let's check this out. Brand new single from Mackenzie, just out. Let's give a little listen here.
Didn't have a radio, but that didn't stop him from singing country songs.
That's Mackenzie's brand new single, 18 Wheels. And oh my gosh, that is such a slice of awesomeness there, Mackenzie. And it's a great ode to truckers, but also a wonderful tale of father and daughter.
Yes, Shane Begley, my backup singer and guitarist, he did a phenomenal job writing this song, and he really did capture in the storyline, not only an emotional, heart-wrenching story or a tear-jerking story for that matter, but also just the overall meaning of the story being just how important truck drivers are in today's world.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've been on quite a rocket ride here the last couple of years. Let's go back. You're a Virginia native.
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in Louisville, Virginia, and I lived there up until 20 years. Since last June.
And did I read you were, what, about 14 when you started really focusing on singing as a career?
Yes, I started doing my own shows when I was 14 years old. And at that time, I had not yet learned the guitar, so I would do my shows with my full-size keyboard. And needless to say, that was difficult to haul around everywhere. So I eventually, at the age of 15, learned guitar, and since then, I've been doing shows left and right.
And you've had a tremendous following so far on social media and really taking advantage of that. And the world has changed so much in music. It's, in many ways, it's easier to reach a lot of people. But I have to think it's also easy to get lost in the shuffle because there's so much out there today.
Oh, well, especially, you know, in today's world with music, it's so much different than it was back in the day. Like in Loretta's day, for instance, because I always tell people there's pros and cons to how life is in the music world today than it was back then, because I would have loved nothing more than to have been able to have showed up at a radio station, give them my record and be like, here, I want to talk about this song. And they go ahead and play it because you put them on the spot. But nowadays, everything is virtual and on the technology side of things. So that also, in a way, is better because it can reach so many demographics of people all around the world. But sometimes you just gotta put it all in the Lord's hands and have him guide you as to where you need to be.
Yeah, and I gotta think it's hard to separate yourselves from others, but you've done that, first of all, with an absolutely wonderful voice, but you've got a great ear for good songs too, and that shows in all of the music you've released.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that, especially with the songs that I've released. When I went in the studio with my producer, Sal Oliveri, he had pitched three songs, which are out. Those were Drag, A Little of Both, and Life Gives You Love. And then the other three, which we have one more to go, those songs were written by Shane, and I had co-written on some of them. And the two that are out that Shane has wrote was You Bring the Beer, I'll Bring the Noise, and now 18 Wheels. And the last one that'll be coming out, he did write as well as I co-wrote with him on it. But he's a phenomenal songwriter, and I am very fortunate that he writes songs for me to sing.
And you bring the beer, I'll bring the noise. It's great fun, but also an ode to your background.
Yes, we wanted to come up with an upbeat song to add to the repertoire of songs we had already done in the studio, because that was the last song we actually recorded. And I had asked Shane if he could just write an upbeat song about me, and he decided to subject it around where I grew up at. But we had to put something in the mix for people out there that have never been to Virginia or lived in Virginia to relate to, so we just threw beer into the mix.
I want to play a little bit of one of the other songs you've released. Let's listen to Mackenzie Phipps here and Life Gives You Love.
I've had my heart broken by a lot of the wrong guys. I've kept it close when everything, I mean everything, was going right. It's hard to know when it's real and when it won't work out in the end. But regret is gonna hurt a whole lot worse. Taking a chance when life gives you love, taking it wrong. Don't ask no questions, no second guessing on if it's too good to be true. Don't waste no time walking a line. Don't learn that.
Oh, you got such a great bluesy feel on that one, Mackenzie.
That was the whole reason I had chose that song when Sal had pitched it to me, because a lot of my audience knows me, of course, for my country twang, but I do have a soulful blues element to my voice as well, and I felt like with that song I could really convey it through, and I love singing that song.
You have paid tribute to some greats in country music, too, with some of your videos that you've posted. What a wonderful version you did of Lacey J. Dalton's classic 16th Avenue.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, when I had learned that song, it was a little difficult at first because Lacey has such a low-toned, rich, deep voice, and I struggle a lot with low notes. The Lord made me a soprano, and I haven't been treading from that since. But when I had done that song, I actually did it in three separate keys, because I'm actually trying to remember. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure the key of the song is in G, and then I had done it in G sharp, and then I did it in A, and I finally was just like, you know what, I'm just going to go with it, and I'm going to post it. And Lacey is just such an amazing woman. I have met her a couple of times, and she's just so humble and so down to earth. I mean, you could go up to her and she treats everybody the same with the utmost respect and hospitality. And she's just an amazing woman. And I'm glad to call her my friend.
Boy, and another down-to-earth, humble, and just amazingly terrific person. I've had the pleasure of meeting a number of times. And you did a wonderful salute to her as well, the great Patti Loveless.
Oh, yes. I love me some Patti. I actually just recently, a couple months ago, went to the Country Music Hall of Fame. And I got to see her section, and I just thought it was incredible everything that she has accomplished over her span of being in music in general. And my one of my favorite songs of hers to sing is definitely You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive, which I do have a video up on my page of me doing it with good friends of mine that are in a band, and they're called Monroeville, and they like to do different kinds of bluegrass music, and they don't like to pigeonhole themselves into bluegrass because they have such a unique sound. But I definitely, when I wanted to record that song, I reached out to them, and I thought they did fantastic on it.
Along with making wonderful music, you have also been working very hard for a number of years making life better for animals, and particularly rescuing dogs and working with shelters. What drove that passion?
Well, I've always loved animals ever since I was a little girl. If I could pet it, then I loved it. But I got involved in shelter work when I was still living in Virginia, and I would go down to West Virginia because they had a shelter that I was, that I had mutual friends with. And there was a dog named Swanson. He is the whole reason I even started getting into animal work, because his story was just very sad. To make a long story short, they had found him. He was a pit bull, and he was running around as a stray. He had no use of his back legs. His ears had been clipped by scissors, and it, you could tell this dog was not in a good place in his life. But they were able to rescue him, bring him to the shelter. We had raised money for him and spread awareness about his situation, and things started going good, and we had raised money to help him through treatments and everything like that, and things were going good. But then it's like we reached that peak, and he just quickly started deteriorating, and we had to look at his quality of life. And at that point, he was just suffering, and we didn't want him to suffer anymore, so we had let him go be with the Lord. And since then, I had swore I was going to help as many dogs in that shelter find their forever homes, and I was fortunate enough to have gotten over 30 adopted.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, as somebody who's got a rescue dog from Mississippi at home that I love so much, but from both me and Ginger, we thank you for all the work you've done there. Now, I understand, too, you're adding to your household. You're getting a kitty cat soon?
Oh, my gosh. How did you know that?
Oh, I hear things. You know, I do some research.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So I've been trying to keep it a secret, but I did tell people last night on my live stream. I gave them a hint as to what I wanted for my birthday, which I'm very fortunate in my life that I don't need anything. This was definitely a want, but I actually work at a local animal shelter down from my house in Tennessee, and there was a little cat that came in, and we think that he may have been attacked by something, because when he came in, he had had a wound on his back, and he was sick. So every day I was giving him medicine to help him, and thankfully the wound is now completely healed, and he's cross-eyed, and he's just the cutest little thing, and I was like, I'm bringing this baby home to meet my baby Raven. So well, I'm going to be adopting him officially in 3 weeks, and I cannot wait.
That's wonderful. Well, I know you're going to give him a great forever home. We wish you good luck with that. Visit Mackenzie's website at MackenzieFipps.com. Listen to her music. See where she's playing if you get a chance to catch her in person. You sound so good, and I love the fact that each of the songs that you've released shows a different side of your talents. You've got a big future ahead of you. I can't wait to see where everything goes with you. Let me wish you a happy early birthday as well, and thanks so much for being on with us today, Mackenzie.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you telling me happy birthday. Today is officially 22. So, feeling older every day.
Oh, yeah. It's all downhill from 22.
Yep, it is. I got the bad back and the bad feet, and it's taking me a bit to get out of a chair. I'm feeling it, but I thank you so much for speaking with me today, and everybody go download 18 Wheels.
Mackenzie, thank you so much. Good luck with your career.
Well, thank you, and you have a great rest of your day.
All right, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. It's Mackenzie Phipps. Yeah, check out the new single, 18 Wheels, some of the other terrific songs. Talented young lady and birthday girl, too. How about that? 4:30 here on Downtown.